RSM Central's Form Express.
It is time for the Form Express on this Friday, the 20th of November. They're racing this afternoon at Terang in Western Victoria. Overcast conditions, good four rails in the true. This is what Harry White had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and also his play of the day.
Best bet, I'm going to go with race 7, number 2, Dance Ready. The value comes up in the last. Race 9, number 9, Millennial Girl. Quaddie, first leg 1, 2, 5, and 9. We trim up the second leg with numbers 2 and 5 only. Third leg 8, 11, and 13. And the last leg 1, 9, 10, 11, and 13. Play of the day, short and sweet, Zach Spain to win the jockey challenge at $2.40.
Simon Wild has the Mockingbird engaged in race number 8.
Yeah, she was really good first up. I thought it was a great run at Warrnambool. The winner just got a better run than she did, and other than that, she would have probably won the race. So I think out to the mile and at a big track, she's a really big mare. I think she's a really good chance.
And Shane Nicholls will saddle up the favourite in race number 7, Dance Ready.
Dance Ready was probably a bit stiff at Pakenham first up, and he's probably the safer bet of the two. He should get a good run from the draw, and I would think he should be super competitive.
Okay, at Moonee Valley tonight, this is what Ray Huxley had to say regarding his best bet.
Yeah, look, I think Tragic will win tonight. I've made him the best. Race 6, number 8, Tragic. I think the value is in race 5, number 4, Corner Pocket. Meteorite will win the 4th at $1.60. Still, that's not bad if you want to link him other than all up. So Quadrella, 1, 2, 3, 4, second leg 8 and 9, third leg 2, 3, 9, 10. Last leg, 3, 4, 6, and 11. Best at Ballarat tomorrow, Michael. Race 9, number 4, Whipcracker Way. I was praying that he would be scratched tonight and not take on Meteorite and run at Ballarat, and that's what's happened. So I'll be into race 9, number 4, Whipcracker Way tomorrow, and a good outsider in the Ballarat Cup, number 7, Pakadali.
All right, then, there's Ray Huxley's thoughts there at Moonee Valley tonight. And Dean Lester's Friday fill-up is at Moonee Valley, race 3, number 6 each way, and race 7, number 10. So race 3, number 6 each way, race 7, number 10. That's Dean Lester's Friday fill-up there for Moonee Valley. Racing this afternoon at Orange in New South Wales, Ian Humphreys joins us to help us back a winner at that venue. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddie, please?
We're starting race 6, number 4, Missile Rain. It was well supported and most impressive when resuming. Hit her again now. This is not an overly strong class 1. I think she'd be hard to beat here, so she's the best. Race 6, number 4, Missile Rain. And then we'll go to race 7, number 1, War Deck. Was backed in the favourite and didn't have much luck when resuming. Much fitter now. Suited getting out to 1,300 metres. He was a winner second up last time in, making the second special, race 7, number 1, War Deck. In the quaddie, the first leg will take numbers 3, 4, 7, just 4 and 7 in the second leg, just 1 and 2 in the third leg. And the light up the last leg will take 1, 4, 5, 7, 8 and 14.
Good on you, Ian. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
They're racing in town there at Rose Hill this afternoon. Twilight Racing there in Sydney. Shane Montgomery joins us. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
How do we back a winner there at Rose Hill this afternoon?
Well, hopefully we can back a winner late and early. I thought the second best bet all day was in the last race, number 8, Ramstein. Produced after a very long spell, he stuck to his task to score at Kembla last start. That was over 1,200. The race was almost 6 weeks ago, Gareth, but he has looked the part in a recent trial since. He's with the Gerald Ryan Alexio stable, and they're noted for producing their horses fresh and ready to win. I thought he could progress today, making a home track debut. That's race 7, number 8, Ramstein. And the best bet, hopefully, is in the first race, number 6, Bella Violet. I think she's, obviously, I think she's entitled to be favourite. She isn't, or she wasn't until I last looked. She had no luck whatsoever when she was produced in the same race as Don Arcangelo, which is in the market again today at Gosford last run. She was stepping up into this distance range on the day. She's clearly got scope to improve with that effort now behind her. She's got energy that she wasn't forced to use that day. I thought she could atone here, race 1, number 6, Bella Violet. The quaddy in the first leg, numbers 1, 2, 3 and 6. The second leg, 3, 4, 5, 10. In the third leg, Gareth, 2, 6, 7 and 11. And then 2, 6, 8 and 10 in the last leg.
Good on you, Shane. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Racing in Queensland up there at Townsville. Michael Charge joins us. Good morning to you, Chargy.
Good morning, Gareth. Yeah, I'm pleased to be back on the home deck today. I've had a bit of bad luck recently, so we can turn it around today.
Yeah, we can turn it around. And where do we start with your best bets?
Yeah, look, my best bet comes up in race 7, horse number 5, Buster Block. Now, I think he's one of the best horses in North Queensland, this horse, Buster Block, and he's got 54.5 kilos today with Graham Cleese in the saddle, who rode 3 here the last meeting. And, look, he was really good in the cups up this way, Mackay and Townsville. He's had the 3 runs back from a break, and he probably just didn't handle Innisfail last start. He got chopped out a number of occasions in the straight. It was a firm track. I mean, coming back to Townsville today, in a pretty even field by his standards, I think he'll show his class. So race 7, horse 5, the good thing, Buster Block. And I've got 2 value bets for you today, Gareth. I'm pretty excited about these. Race 5, horse number 8. Candy Girl. Look, she's been up a while, this mare, but she gets a real even Class 6 plate for fillies and mares today. She's been racing the likes of Aroa Taimana, and she comes back to the 1,400 metres, just a bit of a freshen up as well, and I just think she'll finish over the top of them off a hot speed. So she's around the $10 mark, so each way 5, race 5, horse 8. And how about this one? Race 8, horse 5, How You Like Me Now? $21, I think, this morning. Okay. So, Graham,
we'll really like you. In fact, we'll love you.
I hope so. Gate 2, Graham Cleese to ride for Andrew Cameron. And look, last time in this show, this horse showed ability. He was behind the likes of Funky Music and some really good races. He's had the 2 runs back to prep up for this. I thought last start he was good closing off behind Cole Power over the 1,000. This is easier, and I just think at $21, it's a crazy price about him. So the 2 value bets, race 5, horse 8, race 8, horse 5, and then, of course, the good thing, race 7, horse 5.
Good on you, Chargy. Dominate on your home deck.
Will do, mate. You want a quick quaddy?
Oh, sorry, mate. I forgot all about that. Yes, I'd love a quaddy, please. How dare I? In fact, I was about to start to get abuse from our listeners, Gareth. You forgot to ask Chargy for his quaddy.
Oh, especially with the value anchoring out the last. But race 5, first leg, I'm 8, 2 and 6. Second leg, race 6, I'm 4, 1 and 6. Race 7, where I've got the good thing, I'm just 5 and 6, just a bit of insurance there, race 7. And the last race, it is a toughie, the last. It's always tricky, the last. I'm 5, 7, 1 and 14 to get us home with a big bang.
All right, I reckon we'll get the quaddy today now.
Hope so. A
couple of times. Good on your Chargy.
Thanks, mate.
There's Michael Charge there with his thoughts at Townsville. We'll take a quick break on the other side of it, the next race at Healesville. And then it's a big form express coming your way for Sandown, because it's Melbourne Cup heats night and also heats of the bold treat. For Greyhound fans, it doesn't really get much better. And Anthony as a party will also be our special guest. Can't wait for the heats of the TAB Melbourne Cup and also the heats of the bold treat. One man that will play a major part is the man that won last year's TAB Melbourne Cup. His name is Anthony as a party, and he joins us now on RSN Central's form express. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Good morning, Gareth.
You excited?
Oh, of course, mate. Best part of the year, racing this time of the year.
Yep, and hopefully we can, or you can get a couple of winners tonight, and then hopefully us punters can back your greyhounds to win tonight as well. We'll start off with a greyhound by the name of Corborn Foot Trot that goes around in heat number 2 of the Bold Trees. This is a former New South Wales chaser, and geez, he's been impressive since joining your camp.
Yeah, look, he's a very nice dog. I reckon he'll turn out a real good stayer, and he's up against it a little bit with the dog in the 5. I forgot his name now.
Houdini Boy.
Houdini Boy, sorry. Yeah. But I think he can match it with the best, and I'm pretty excited over this dog, so we'll just have to wait and see what he does tonight.
Where do you think he gets to in the run?
Look, if he can get the 1-2-3 early... Yeah, I just want to be in front of Houdini Boy at least. You know, we can't. I don't think we can run him down, but if we can be in front of him, we're half a chance, that's for sure.
All right, then. So he's an each-way chance, Corborn Foot Trot in heat 2 of the Bold Trees. Then we go to heat number 6 of the TAB Melbourne Cup, and Short Pork. He can run time. Geez, it's a hot heat. You've got Tommy Shelby, Weblek Jet, Catch the Thief. Can you cause a little bit of an upset here in heat number six?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. It's a very hard heat, mate. Look, obviously, look, he can run 29.20, as he's done a few times there. Yeah, look, the dog is really set up for it. He's had a real good prep leading into it. Couldn't be any happier with him, but, yeah, he has to hit them lids tonight. If he doesn't hit them lids, he's got no chance. So, look, yeah, it's a long... We need a lot of luck tonight to beat them dogs, you know. You never know. If you hit the front, well, they get in a little bit of trouble, he'll be off and gone. But, yeah, we're relying on a lot of luck.
Okay, and heat number seven, Sherry goes around. I know that Daryl Thomas is staying at your property. Can he win his heat? Of course, the New South Wales chase in race number nine.
Yeah, look, Daryl's very happy with the dog and bad draw, box six. But, look, you know, this dog's a flying machine and when he's on song, he can really gallop. So I wouldn't leave him out, that's for sure.
All right, then in the final heat of the Bold Trice, Just Term, she's a beauty. She never really runs a bad race. Could she defeat greyhounds like Blazing Cartier and Sunset Burbski in that heat?
I give her a real good hope tonight. She's near the fence tonight. She can begin, but she hasn't got that pace to keep it going. But she can posse up tonight in a real good spot. I'm really hopeful with her.
All right, then. So, Anthony, as a party, what's your best for the punters on a Friday
just
night?
Terms.
Just Terms. We'll have to wait and be patient. But we wish That's you the it. Best of luck.
No worries, Gareth. Thank you, mate.
Good on your ants. There's Anthony as a party. Jason Thompson, we had a chat to him earlier on in the week. This is what he had to say about Aston Silk. In fact, he made Aston Silk, who goes around in heat number two, race number four, as his best chance in the Melbourne Cup heats.
I think she can. If she begins like she did last week, I believe that she should be able to lead the race. Just wouldn't like to see last her ass sitting on it, but I think it's the type of race that if she does ping and lead through the first corner, she might get down the back three or four in front, and that could be enough. But I'm very happy with the way she's going. Very good run last week and drawn well. If I had to have a dollar on one of them and only one, it would probably be Aston Silk.
So that's a good push from the champion trainer who is looking for his fourth Tab Melbourne Cup over the next couple of weeks. You can get to 70 for Aston Silk. Boy, she's been well supported. They bet $6. As soon as he said that on Wednesday, they jumped out of trees. Now into $2.70 she is. The other greyhound that he gives a wonderful chance to is Aussie Secret. He tipped this greyhound on RSN Central about a month ago. He was around 30-1. He's come up with box number one. He's 550 at the moment. This is what he had to say on Wednesday about Aussie Secret's chances.
Oh, look, I really like the dog. I'm not comparing him to the absolute superstars, but he's a real trier. His record shows that. He's never run further back than fourth in his career. Admittedly, that hasn't been in these type of races, but I thought his run last week was really good. Even though he's a dog that does sort of tend to run middle to wide, I think people think that automatically he does need to draw seven or eight. Well, I think when he does do that, he runs even wider than he needs to. So I think drawing box one certainly is a real asset for him. And he's certainly got the speed if he does begin to break 5 seconds to the winning post, and hopefully he can do that Friday night. But I do like the dog.
Now, Robbie Britton, he's got Tornado Tears in the opening race in heat one of the Bold Trice, but he said his best chance is in race number 11 in the final heat of the Bold Trice, and it's Blazing Cartier.
Yeah, look, I honestly thought in the Top Gun stays, if she wasn't going to win the race without the bad luck, she was going to run a very close second. So I think she's going very well, and I still think with a clear run, she's my best chance on the night.
So that's a good pushing at $5 for Blazing Cartier in heat three, race number 11 of the Bold Trice. Jason Adams, he's been excited for the last month, but I would imagine he wouldn't have slept last night, and he joins us now to preview this card. G'day, Jason.
G'day, Gareth. You're not wrong. It's a real sense of electricity in the air here at Sandown Park. So really love seeing all the hype throughout the week, and well, it just feels like Christmas. Melbourne Cup heats tonight, it doesn't get any better.
We've heard for some of the major players just there in our form express for TAB Melbourne Cup heats night, and we'd love to get your opinion from a betting perspective. How do we make money at Sandown tonight? Where do we start with your specials?
Well, just firstly on that point, it is difficult in Melbourne Cup heats to really, I guess, have standouts because you know the depth is so good. But what I love about these meetings is with these top quality dogs, they do the same things week out. Their habits are all the same, which does make it a bit easier to sort of navigate what you think they're going to try to do. But in terms of my specials for tonight, I'm going to kick off in race two, heat two of the Bold Trees, and the most exciting greyhound stayer the sport has to offer at the moment, Houdini Boy. He steps back up to 700 metres. It was obviously absolutely superb here at Sandown on Sunday, and that run home time that he set over the 595 metres, absolutely freakish. So I've got no problems at all, him stepping up to 700. And I think given that run he's going to get in the runs of the first turn, we're used to seeing him jump on bend starts where we know there's not a lot of room to accelerate. He may settle in a better spot than what most people think tonight. So I think he's going to make a serious statement if he hasn't done so already throughout his career. So that's race two, number five, Houdini Boy.
Okay.
Then go to race six and number four in Tigalong Tonk. Now, since the draws came out on Tuesday, there was a lot of people who made comments saying he's probably the best drawn throughout the card. And look, box four on face value was an ideal for him. But you look at who's drawn around him. He's got Bobby the Brute on his inside. He doesn't show blistering pace. Dipping Albert in box two, who's likewise, and then Arizona Rise, has got no pace at all from box number one. So he's got no pressure on his inside. If he begins half as good as what he did in last week's shootout, he's going to go a long way to winning the race. So that's race six, number four, Tigalong Tonk. We'll then go to race 10 and box number one, Music Event. And this is a greyhound who's already made a real big footprint in his career so far. He's had 11 wins from 19 starts, and it's been his past probably half a dozen where he's stepped up the city class and he's done some good things and just, for me, fits the profile of a greyhound that's going to go a long way in the Melbourne Cup Series. And I know his trainer, Mick Carter, been desperate for box number one in a big race when it really matters, and that's tonight. Doesn't get any bigger than Melbourne Cup heat. So race 10, number one, a Music Event, the last of my trio, Gareth.
How do we make some money with the quaddy?
Well, again, it's difficult because you've got so much depth in the field, but the way I'm going to attack it is go with a field in the first leg, race number five, which is quite an open race. We're then going to go into the second leg, and we'll trim it up a bit. One out, number four, Tigalong Tonk. Third leg, race number seven, we'll go with four, five, and eight, with Simon Soldhallen, Special Talent, and also Zipping Bram. And the final leg, we'll just go with the two, being one and six, with Zipping Deke and Catch the Thief. So all that in brief, field in the first leg. Second leg, number four, one out. Third leg, four, five, and eight. And the final leg, one and six.
And just quickly, so you need to win the heat. There's a few questions coming through. You need to win at your heat to qualify for the TAB Melbourne Cup. What about the Bold Trees with the three heats?
So with the three heats, there'll be the top two from each and then the two fastest thirds that will make up the last two spots in the Bold Trees. So, look, you can sort of run a drum there and still get through, but as you say, in the Melbourne Cup heats, which is the eight, it's just cutthroat, and as it should be for one of the world's greatest races, it's an absolute pleasure to be here and be able to witness it tonight. So looking forward to it.
All in TAB Melbourne Cup market. Shimmer Shine, what about this for a go? $5.50, they expect him to win his heat, which is the opening heat, race number three on the card. He is clearly now the outright favourite for this year's great race. Handsome Prince at seven, Simon Soldhallen at seven, Hardstyle Rico at 12, and Tigalong Tonk at $12, Tommy Shelby at 12, Christo Bale at 18, Immunity at 18, Last Hurrah at 18, Music Event at 18, Cherry at $18, Aston Silk at 30-1, Catch the Thief at 30-1, then Dr. Tucker, People Get Ready, Short Pork. Where's our greyhound? He's out the gate. Aussie Secret, what price can we get for him now? 40-1. There we go. That might be a bet, Jace, but there's some value, I think, in that all-in market.
There's value everywhere, and we've seen some serious fluctuations. I mean, it wasn't that long ago where Catch the Thief and Simon Soldhallen were the equal favourites. Now we've seen Simon Soldhallen drift a little bit and Catch the Thief drift significantly out of $31. Yeah. And then one like Handsome Prince, who trials well last week, he trimmed up there. And another one, like you mentioned, Shimmer Shine, your boy, who's drawn well tonight. And as soon as that happened, he came in a little bit. So there's absolutely value to be found. And just going through that market, you sort of see a lot of them. There's not a lot of price difference between the top echelon down to probably 40th in line, and that's just a great reflection of the depth. It's now standing nine, and we're looking forward to it.
And if you love a punt and you love your greyhounds and you want to make some money tonight, I highly recommend you download the Sky Racing Active app. But the Chromecast symbol is pretty easy to find on that particular app, and then you can watch the Sky Racing Active coverage on your TV at home. Extended coverage with myself and Jason Adams. We'll catch up with all of the major players on track as well, Jay. So really looking forward to that on a Friday night live at Sandown. Obviously, owners can't get there until a little later on in the month. I think it's November 23. So they'll be there, I think, on final night. I think 30 owners can get there. But if you can't get there, just make sure you download that Sky Racing Active app, and you can watch all of the action there on the Sky Racing Active, and hopefully we will help you back a couple of winners.
That we will, Gareth. It's going to be good night weather-wise too, which is always a good thing. So yeah, tuning through Sky Racing Active, and there's also some really good leading from Sky Racing One. So it's the pinnacle of our sport, Melbourne Cup heat, and it's going to be an outstanding night.
Good on you, Jace.
Cheers, Gareth.